Janet Nakano with NBA Podcaster, and I'm here with Will Makris. He's the NBA Tour's senior consultant. The NBA Tour is the international touring organization that connects business school applicants with quality NBA schools around the world. According to the Graduate Management Admission Council, every year 15% of those taking the GMAT exam are from Asia. Will Makris works specifically in the Asian market, so he can give us recommendations that are unique to those in Asia looking to apply to top U.S. and European business schools. We also have specialized podcasts for applicants from India, Latin America, and Canada on our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour. If you're living in any of these territories, be sure to visit our website to hear specialized strategic advice and also find the dates for upcoming MBA tours in your area. So, Will, a lot of your work has focused on candidates from Asia applying to the top business schools. What specific advice do you have for these Asian applicants?
I think certainly the thing that we find in the Asian market, in a little bit more than in our other markets, is the real sensitivity toward how the rankings will influence their decision about where they should apply or the types of programs they should consider. And so I think the first point of advice is to really take the moment to think about your own career objectives, thinking about, in particular, what you imagine yourself doing post-MBA, and then identifying on a more broad scale basis what types of programs are available for you out there. Every candidate, I think, should consider some of the top-ranked programs as part of their portfolio of choices. But with that, we understand that in the market, there are excellent programs that may not be as well known, but may be the perfect match for a candidate from a particular country, either by networks or the particular curriculum, or if they're especially quantitatively focused, as we see for many of the candidates from the Asian markets. They have outstanding quantitative abilities and maybe not as broad general management abilities. Thinking about how they can parlay that experience into a more broad curriculum is a way that they might be able to really enhance their professional background.
Asians have particular factors to consider, especially when applying to Western business schools. Can you talk about some of the challenges that Asian applicants should be aware of prior to applying?
Absolutely. The one thing in particular that I think the Asian candidates have to embrace, at least about the Western approach that they will find in most business schools, is the amount of exchange that will happen within the classroom. As we know, as part of the training that people received in their undergraduate programs, the faculty member is expected to be revered and to have a place of respect within the learning process. In most business schools, in the majority of business schools, that faculty member still has that point of respect, but he or she is very much open to being challenged, to have some points or ideas pushed back upon, and to have that kind of relationship that goes further than just, well, I'm the faculty member, I think I know what's right, and here's what you need to know. To have that experience as part of their background, to relate from their own professional experience or other academic experiences, why they think a point might be different. Certainly the majority of the business schools that are to be considered for candidates will have a lot of the coursework done by the case method of analysis. And this is certainly a way where, not only with questions to the faculty member, but between classmates, to support their ideas, to be able to defend themselves as they're speaking on their feet about ideas or questions that may come up. So first, stepping into the classroom experience, knowing that the faculty members expect to have the voices of their students heard a lot in the classroom. A faculty member may even put as high as, 30 to 40% of the grade based on class participation. People have to be ready for that. I think the other piece that the potential students need to know is the amount of teamwork that is expected. Now, we have seen in specific markets in Asia where for particular, the Japanese are very comfortable working in teams, looking together to collaborate. But we know within those team groups, especially if they're within specific companies, that there's a lot of trust that's already built in there. That process has to extend across multicultural barriers within the classroom. So if a student is approaching a team, they can expect to be with someone from six different countries. If they're studying in North America, maybe three of their classmates are going to be U.S. citizens. What does that mean for business style or practices, or how can they get comfortable in that type of dynamic? I think there's a third point that I'd like to suggest as well, and that is taking time in advance to think about understanding all the business nomenclature and what the vocabulary of business is, for example, in financial accounting. Taking time to prepare and understand from a Western perspective what is meant by particular terms so they can really be comfortable and take that stress of not necessarily being as familiar with some of the exact terminology in advance of preparation.
For Indian applicants and for most business school applicants, a common issue that admissions committees find is that they have very similar work histories, and so they need to focus on ways to distinguish themselves from others. Would you say that Asians also have this challenge?
I think what we're finding from the majority of the applicants coming in from, say, the East Asian, that their work experience does tend to be more diverse. They may have strong quantitative skills, but they are working in different types of organizations, not as strong, for example, as all the number of engineers that may come out of India, and how does one engineer be compared to another. I think we are seeing a more broad number of disciplines represented by the applicants from the other Asian markets. But again, for example, the strong quantitative skills, I think, are to be assumed by the admission directors when they're looking at especially applicants from China or Japan. They're quantitatively very strong. So if someone is thinking about differentiating themselves within that part of the pool, they need to think about some other things that would be attractive to the eyes of an admission director, for example. Working on a particular kind of product, if there's a project within their organization, if there's a specific role that they were playing, even though it might be in an engineering organization and that they received this kind of responsibility because they have great engineering talent, but if they were able to participate as a member of a team, showing that they're being offered a leadership position, something like that can really resonate and make a difference for a candidate.
Can you tell us when the MBA tour will be in Asia?
We're going to be visiting Asia during September, which is seems like it's right around the corner, but it's a very exciting swing. We begin in Tokyo, go on to Seoul, two cities in China, and Shanghai and Beijing, continue on to Taipei, Singapore, and Bangkok. So we have this opportunity to really bring about 60 business schools on the swing into those different markets and have the opportunity for them to learn firsthand the importance of what's going on within those markets, and also to take the opportunity to meet one-on-one with the candidates. We know that the applicants from the Asian market are very savvy about the admission process, and they know that they need to be in the admission cycles early. If, for example, a candidate from Korea, they really know that they need to have their applications in by November. They want to be in the first cycle. So that's something that I think we can see culturally is quite prominent from the Asian market, that applications are in early. So we have very strategically decided to come in during early September so that we can help with that admission part of the process for our business school clients so that the candidates can be well educated as they're going to present themselves into business schools as part of the application cycle.
What are some of the highlights of this year's tour?
Within each city, we will be offering a balance of what you might experience as a more of a fair or a trade show where applicants will get the chance to go around and meet the school representatives. That's one part of the program. But the other part of the program, we really feel that the value add that we can provide to our potential applicants who are attending is the opportunity to learn from the admission directors and in interactive panels about what are the best ways to approach the application process. Take these as coaching lessons to really, as they're approaching the process, to think about how do you position yourselves and to let people ask in a very open and safe environment questions that they may not want to ask but need to know in order to be an effective candidate. And I think that anybody who attends these events will find that opportunity to have an open exchange and a dialogue about their interest in business school, but also in how they can position themselves well. The other part of the program that we enjoy is when we have alumni from the different schools come together and offer some roundtable discussions. So a question that an applicant might not want to ask an admission director yet, they might ask the alum of the program to say, okay, really tell me what was it like your first 3 weeks on campus? What did you need to know when you got there? What do you wish you had done before you got there? What is this case discussion all about? What is that, you know, how can I prepare myself best for spending a year or 2 years abroad in business school? I think the other thing in the particular markets that we enjoy is when we're in Seoul, for example, or in Bangkok, we are bringing in the local business schools as well. So applicants from those markets can understand what their choices are, not only within their country, but also outside their country in the international markets. So they can have a nice balance of understanding about what the choices are.
That was Will Makris, the MBA Tour's senior consultant. If you're interested in attending one of their international recruiting events and want more information, visit thembatour.com. You can also visit our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour, to hear more specialized podcasts for applicants from India, Latin America, and Canada. I'm Janet Nakanu for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening.